Welcome to day 2 of the 30-day challenge. Hi, I'm Anjana and this is Adventures of Anjana. So what is day 2 of the 30-day challenge? What challenge are we talking about? Did you miss out on some trend? No. In fact, this is a self-initiated challenge where I am going to consistently put out episodes every single day for 30 days. So I decided that every day at 11, I would put out an episode. And I chose 11 o'clock because 11 is when I have a cup of tea or coffee. I mean, this is when I take my break between two parts of my day. So why 11 o'clock? Like I said, this is where I get a breather. My morning begins at around 5:35, 45, and then I send off kid 1, kid 2, my husband, all of them to school and work. And once they are out, before I begin whatever work I have for the day, be it heading out for classes or writing content or crocheting something or even just resetting the house, I take about a 15 to 20 minute break. Just gather my thoughts, have a good cup of coffee or tea, and basically prep myself for the rest of the day. These 15 minutes for me are super important, almost like a ritual. And whenever there's a ritual, you know there are certain steps and processes involved, right? So my ritual involves pulling out a nice cup or mug from my cupboard. I'll tell you why. The first tea or coffee that I have in the morning with my husband is at around 6:45, 7, and it's quickly consumed because I have to get my son ready for the bus stop by 7:15, and those 5 to 10 minutes that we have while we have chai, milk and play Wordle, it just goes by really fast. And while that preps me up for the morning, while that wakes me up for the day, it necessarily isn't calming. So my 11 o'clock cup of tea is a calming process, and for that I pull out the best of the mugs and cups that I have, and I actually enjoy this process. Like for instance, today I have pulled out this gorgeous mug that was a gift to me by my friend Ranjini. I got this mug a couple of years back when we were playing Secret Santa, and she knows that I like crocheting and knitting, so she got me this mug which actually has knit patterns all over it and a gorgeous beautiful heart all in muted pink, and it is just absolutely special to me. I don't even let my daughter take this mug. So today's chai is going to be enjoyed in this mug, and I think it really makes my day feel good, you know, that I'm giving myself importance. I'm actually paying attention to something that I like, even though it's just a cup of tea. So I take this cup of tea, I settle down. Right now I'm talking to you, but in another 5 or 10 minutes I would be scrolling through Instagram, because that is something that I enjoy doing in this break. For me, my favorites are the Insta recipes, organization hacks, and some Bollywood airport drama. Somehow I just find joy in, you know, aimlessly watching these things. Absolute time pass, I must tell you. The important thing here is that I have come a long way and understood that I don't need to take Instagram very seriously. Now, don't get offended, but let me tell you what I mean. So, a while back, anything and everything I saw on Instagram used to trigger me at some point or the other. I would feel bad if someone has read 20 books in a month and I've just read 2. I would feel bad if someone has, you know, probably lost a lot of weight and I haven't done anything at all. Stuff of that sort, you know. Or I would even feel bad if someone went out to party and I'd be like, no, I can't party, my god, my life is like this. I used to be that person, but it has taken me a while to clear out my Insta space, to clear out what I see every day on Instagram, and choose to just pick stuff that gives me joy. Like I said, I really enjoy watching recipes. I dig kolam videos, you know, rangolis, kolams. I love watching them, and it's just so therapeutic. Obviously, organizational hacks and all those refills and fridge cleaning and all those things, they really make my day. So imagine watching all this, and then you get into doing whatever it is that you're going to do for the rest of your day. That is how I savor my 15 minutes of me time or breather space or whatever you call it. What do you do? I mean, if you are like me and if you've just sent everyone out to do their work, go to school, whatever it is, what do you do before you begin the rest of your day? I would really like to know. You could tell me in comments. Do you also avoid certain types of handles because they kind of make you feel overwhelmed? I don't think there's anything wrong in that. If you think that certain things drain your energy, then it's better to stay away from that. It's as simple as that. There is no judging over here. There is no right or wrong over here. It's just what suits you. You do you, ladies and gentlemen. And on that note, I'm going to say bye now. I will see you tomorrow. Until then, take care. Tata, bye-bye.